Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are here in week 11 of our... the social isolation. I don't even know what you want to call it anymore. Quarantine. Because, and not everybody is. Like you were saying, Vinny, a lot of people are just so ready to bust out. I do have to say that, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's, you know, mostly people who can stay home are the ones who are staying home. It sort of suits me.
That's us.
I mean, we're able to. And anybody who can really work from home, you know, and I feel for people who are, you know, they don't have a source of income if they can't leave their house. And, you know, we need that to survive in this world.
Yeah, but make no mistake, I'm completely over it. I'm doing it because I want my family safe and because I don't want to be... And because I can, but I am over it. This being... This, like, looking at a day and going, write it off. There's nothing I can get done today outside of these walls. That is, it is bogus. I mean, I can see why people, I'm not.
It's old. It's over. You just want to go places and not worry anymore.
Right. I'm not happy to see everybody, you know, middle fingering the shelter in place, but I can understand why they are.
Oh my God. Absolutely. I know. It's it's funny because I actually, when I lived in LA years ago, I became somewhat agoraphobic. Like, it was really difficult. I worked overnights at KLOS Los Angeles.
That's a good gig.
It was a good gig. And it was a union gig, too, my first one. And I only had to do a couple shifts to make a living. It was awesome. That was the good old days of radio. But the thing was, I lived in the Valley. And it was so crowded. Like, everywhere I went, I just started to feel it. So because I worked these overnight shifts, I was just finding myself. I would be like, nah, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to leave. I don't want to go. Mm-hmm. And it became harder and harder for me to leave the house. And I'm feeling that now. Like, it's such a thing to leave the house. And there's, like, a fear factor involved in it. And it's not, while it really does suit me, because I love just, you know, being just with my family and not having to deal, I feel like it's not super healthy for me in particular to have this kind of alone time.
Yeah.
I really need to keep myself used to interacting with other people.
No, I think if anything, you know, when we first started this quarantine, we mentioned quite a bit about mental resilience, and we were talking about how, you know, this can get negative for a percentage of people. And then we've kind of gotten into a regular daily routine where this is just life. And we haven't really talked much about that, but I do think the fallout from this is profound. You can find a story where people will say, oh, everyone's doing great. But the truth is, not everyone's doing great by this.
Right.
And it's not just that they lost their job, because I talked to someone who lost her job, and she said, I'm making more money now. Oh. I'm at the pool, and I'm making more money now, so I'm good. And I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, great. Good for you. But that's unemployment, and the stimulus, you know, bumps have her in a spot where she's, you know,
like, no problem.
Like, my kids are out. I'm just chilling. I go to the pool and I kick back, and I'll look for work when it's an option.
I know, that's the other thing too. Like, you know, just imagine trying to find a new job right now. You'd certainly be facing some challenges.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On the pro side, it's gotten so hot, the sweatpants thing is, he's getting a little musky. I don't know.
Well, I was going to say, when we finished our last segment, I ran around the house opening all the windows and threw my sweatpants off and into shorts. Already, it's too hot.
So, I broke out all my yoga clothes from, 100 years ago. I'm like, what have I got in here that I can wear? Because in the morning, I'm kind of chilly. But then I put the sweatpants on and it's all, it's 80 degrees in the house. Yeah, and I'm like getting kind of swampy. So I like the tight fitting
down there.
What a picture you're painting.
Yeah, like this sweatshirt. I'm actually like end of last break. I was thinking, boy, this is gonna come off pretty soon.
All right. I try
to just stay still. I ordered some sweat clothes from the Gap, and they showed up, and I pulled them out on an 80 degree day, and I was like, well, I'm gonna put these in the closet because I don't know what I'm gonna need these.
Fall will get here someday.
It will someday. It's true. But it does seem like the summer is stretching out in front of us.
You have AC, Sarah.
You know, our AC, there's something wrong with it. It is not keeping up. Like yesterday, it was 80 degrees in the house and the AC had been running all day. So I went out in the she shack because I got a mini split out there and freaking cranked that thing to 65. I laid on the floor like, oh, this is heaven.
You did?
Oh, yeah. It was just so hot then. Like, even in the house, like, you couldn't move. I was, like, all sheeny and sweaty. And, it's when you start taking showers, like, every couple hours, you're like, well, I better rinse this off. This is bogus. Not down there. Just
you
everywhere.
Said
you said it.
Say it, Bryn. God.
You said it.
Say it.
You said it.
You said it.
I love
it.
That.
All right, first story.
What's going on in the trash?
Celebrity Trash brought to you by radio.com. Leave the stream running all day on Alice. Just leave it. Even if you're not listening, just turn it down. Just leave the stream going, if you would. Thank you. John Krasinski, when we started the quarantine, he started a show called Some Good News. Mm-hmm. And it's actually gotten bigger and bigger. Like, he's got a ton of people watching it, well into the millions.
He was doing this on Instagram, or where was he doing this?
YouTube.
Mm-hmm. YouTube, okay.
And it was good because the more sort of rolling it got, the more fun things he was doing and people were participating in it. And he was able to like surprise some people with some cool donations. And it was good. I've seen a couple of guests. Yeah, a lot of guests, right? And it was actually pleasant. I won't say I watched all 8 episodes or however many there were, but I've definitely seen clips from most of them, and because we read the news every day, and I watched that whole first episode, which was just sort of funny because he's the most awkward in that one. Well, he has sold the show to Viacom CBS, our old home. And he's getting slammed for it. People are actually mad at him. I'm like, is it that we're just not busy? Is that what it is? Like,
well, no, I don't think it's that. I think that they fell for it. I think people feel like they got had. They went all in and they were probably, not only loving this sort of positive spin on the news, but loving his presentation and thinking that this is something that we're in on the ground level.
And well, they still were.
I don't blame him for turning that around and selling it, but it does feel like we're late to understand what he was up to. You know what I mean?
Well, I like to think that his heart was in the right place and he thought to himself, hey, let's try this. And then it became big and he was made an offer and went, yeah, all right. He's not going to host it anymore, by the way.
Right. That's another reason why people are probably like,
he's going to get someone, or he isn't, although he's going to get producer. Yeah, he's going to get producer credit on this. They're talking about it being on CBS All Access, which is a pay service. So people are mad about that, too. Here's a couple of the comments. So he made 8 YouTube videos comprised largely of unpaid contributions from fans, sold the brand to a major conglomerate, and isn't even going to make it anymore. Just cashed out. Does this rub anyone else the wrong way, kind of? And then this one, this will lose the heart of some good news and become just another corporate money-making watered-down version of what it once was. People love it. People loved it when it was just what it was.
So,
John,
yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, no, I do think that once in a while it'd be nice if people could just say, I don't need to turn everything into more money. Like, you know, I also get why he's like, why wouldn't I sell it? But look, I get it. I think you see people who will put their name on any tchotchke that you can think of and then go, yeah, that's $15. Why? Because it has a Kardashian name on it?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly why. I guess people have just gotten over that, right?
it's not that I sit here and grind on it, because I don't, but I dismiss stuff immediately when I feel like someone's just cash grabbing and it's like, oh, the Kardashians now have underwear. Oh, they now have socks. Oh, you know what?
You know, on the other hand, though, just to play devil's advocate, I don't mind somebody having an idea and then making money from it. I think that, you know, we do what we can in this life. And certainly, you know, somebody who sells their song, say, to advertise a product or sells it to somebody who wants to use it in a movie. Like, I don't see that as a bad thing. Like, that's, yeah, they're going to get paid from that. And I think that people should get paid if they have a good idea. And I don't know. I just don't have any problem with him doing this. You had your 8 shows and then he sold it. In a way, it's like, was John Krasinski going to keep doing some good news for the rest of his life if he hadn't sold it? You know,
no.
Probably not. So maybe you just get some fun shows out of it. Give it a chance to even exist. It doesn't even exist yet. They just bought the rights.
Well, look, I never even watched it, but I do understand why people... My point in what I said is I understand why people are bummed. Look, it doesn't matter to me what he does. I don't care.
So the Some Good News Twitter account, this is not John necessarily directly responding to this, although I don't know who runs their Twitter account. Maybe he hired somebody. Said, we're going to be free and available on multiple platforms. SGN lives on, and we hope you come with us. The show's YouTube channel has 2.5 million subscribers, over 70 million views. There are a zillion, like there's even a link in this particular story to, hey, you can read more hate about this here. here's everyone reacting badly. I don't know when this is going to air. I don't know where. But we do know that he sold it and you are allowed to feel however you'd like to feel.
Does it say what he made?
It doesn't. Although I'm sure at some point, aren't those sort of public transactions? I don't really know.
I'd be curious to see what he made. What do you think?
Yeah.
He made?
Oh, sure. A couple mil probably. I mean, I don't know. What would they pay for a show like that? And if he's coming on as producer, he's going to continue to make money if they continue to make it.
Well,
I don't know. What do you think?
I think that when you show a big company. How many hits did you say? How many
70
views?
70 million.
70 million views, and you know what news is getting now. News isn't even watchable. It has to be that infotainment, partisan thing, or no one even watches it.
Well, and even the infotainment partisan thing is still, you know, they're lucky if they get a million viewers for any given day.
That's what I'm saying. So
right.
The truth is, this is 70 million hits. They probably went, we're going to give you, you know, a couple
million.
Yeah,
we're going to go.
I bet more than that.
I have no idea. Can you? Are you looking, Brittany, to see if you can see anything about the deal?
Yeah, I'm looking. I don't see a number.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be very interesting to see what that went for. Like, I mean, because what are they buying except beyond the concept? So if they can hopefully spin that, I mean, the fact that he's staying on with it means there's some real money involved in that.
That's what, I think it's more than, I think he made really good dough off of this.
Well,
and that's just,
I hope
that's
so, because Twitter is very angry. So I hope it's worth it to him.
Well, you know, the problem probably CBS has is like, wait a minute. We went from the best PR possible to all of a sudden it's hated.
We got some good news. What?
Our product is dirty and ruined already.
Is it really 6:30 already?
Yep.
How does this happen? Blah, 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 blah. Patrick Ewing has COVID-19. That's your COVID-19.
Is he okay or is he hospitalized?
He's hospitalized.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Patrick Ewing, if you don't know, is a former NBA player
legend,
who now
right.
he coaches at Georgetown, I believe.
He's home now. He was hospitalized. Let's see. He's home and recovering. He says this virus is serious and should not be taken lightly. I want to encourage everyone to stay. Listen, if he went to the hospital, he had it bad. So he wants everyone to stay safe. Take care of yourself and your loved ones.
57.
57-year-old NBA legend Patrick Ewing hospitalized after getting coronavirus. Yeesh. All right, Vin, that's literally all I have time for. What do you got?
I have news next, everyone.
All right.
Yay!
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.